G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Today, 84% of adult Brazilians have a bank account, and 75% of the population has already made a transfer via Pix. The banking rate in the world is around 76%, and in emerging countries, 71%. Given these figures, Brazil is a success case in terms of financial inclusion, and it wasn't just a public policy that led to such a high figure. A series of initiatives were taken, such as correspondent banking and the digitalization of banks. Luiz Gustavo Mansur, head of the Central Bank's Department for Promoting Financial Citizenship, presented numbers about the Brazilian banking system and spoke to the press at the G20 headquarters in Brasilia about the main issues debated by the members of the Global Partnership for Financial Inclusion. According to Mansour, the increase in inclusion has also generated a high number of indebtedness due to the inappropriate use of financial products and services. This is why it is important to discuss within the G20 what can be understood as financial well-being.
É que é importante que essa inclusão ela seja acompanhada de um processo de qualidade, né?
Says, it is important that this inclusion is accompanied by a quality process, that this increase is not accompanied by high levels of indebtedness, of over-indebtedness. The population needs to know how to use the credit efficiently, how to save, how to plan the use of their resources. Based on the debate, the group hopes to arrive at a definition of financial well-being and at the end of the year, propose metrics to measure the population's satisfaction with the inclusion process. The aim is to monitor the quality of people's integration into the formal banking system and to be able to see whether they will actually have a balanced financial life. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.